Welcome to Mage Talk. Mage Talk is brought to you by Mage Mail. Mage Mail brings your customers back with customer lifecycle email from Magento. Start your no-risk trial today at magemail.co. And by TaxJar. After simple installation, get accurate sales tax collection, detailed state reporting and filing, then get back to the business of running your business. Visit TaxJar today at taxjar.com/magetalk and receive a 30-day free trial. Automate your sales tax with TaxJar. And by ShipHawk. ShipHawk helps you improve your sales and increase efficiency by automating the logistics process from checkout to delivery. Visit ShipHawk today at go.shiphawk.com/magetalk. Welcome to Mage Talk episode 45, the Magento Community Podcast with Philip and Kaylin. And this is a kind of an interesting week. I've been away at IRCE in Chicago this week, and that's the Internet Retailer Conference. It's the largest e-commerce conference in the world, really, and they have it every single year in Chicago. I was lucky enough to be able to go with Something Digital, and I had a whole series of interviews that we'll be bringing to you over the next few weeks. In the midst of that, Kaylin got a chance to sit down with Guido Janssen, who is the community organizer for Meet Magento Netherlands, which just happened last week. And we mentioned on episode 44 that we'd try to get with him, and we actually had an opportunity. So Kaylin actually is going to run this whole show here today in my absence with Guido. And so without further ado, let's join them already in progress.
Well, hello and welcome. We have a very special guest with us here, Guido Janssen, hailing from the Netherlands. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And hello, just so you know, I do know the actual correct way to pronounce it is your name, Guido Janssen.
Who taught you?
You taught me that. So I'm going to try to give, it's not going to be possible for me to give a proper introduction to you, but Guido is the organizer of Meet Magento Netherlands, and you've also been in the Magento community since the dinosaurs.
2008, yeah.
Okay, not the dinosaurs, 2008, almost, since I was a baby, since I was drinking out of a bottle.
I think there might be. Might still have been dinosaurs around in 2008.
Last ones. Yeah, they're really the pterodactyls. And you've done a million other things. I can't keep track of them. Notably, I believe you created the Is Magento 2 Ready Yet Twitter account. Was that you or was that somebody else? I know I blame you for all the funny Twitter accounts.
Yeah, no comment.
No comment. Okay, so that probably was you.
I do know that Phil seems to think I'm behind Phil Winkle's hair. I'm not, but yeah, there's no way I can prove that. So
I'm convinced that's the case, but we'll see. And so, sorry. So what are some of the, I know there's a bunch of other projects and stuff you've been involved in. What are some of the other things that you've been doing over the years, work-wise and Magento community type projects and stuff?
Yeah. Well, as you know, my background is in psychology. Right. And I started doing building some websites. But I'm not a developer, so other people are much better at that than I am.
Yeah.
But I started doing more community stuff.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Translation and documentation.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I was always curious. So how did the transition from being psychologist? Yep. From being a psychologist to building websites go? Like, how did that, from when you got out of like school and stuff, how did that happen?
Yeah, well, during school, it had nothing to do with building websites or it wasn't really technical, but it was the usability side of psychology. Yeah. So getting stuff to work properly so people don't make as many mistakes. And I got into building websites and the internet in 2003, 2004. And that was fun and that had nothing to do with each other. But eventually, you know, we have websites, we make them more usable. It was crap 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
We want to make it better. And so those things came together quite well. And it made my mother very happy.
She didn't want you to be a psychologist.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, she did. But it would be fun to apply your college and to have your degree not for nothing.
Ah, you know? Gotcha. So she's glad that it wasn't for nothing. So why did you not become a psychologist?
I think because I fell in love with the internet and I still but I still feel like I'm practicing psychology. I look at online behavior of people, mm-hmm. and I try to change that and to optimize that and to right. help them perform their task online. So I still feel like I'm doing that.
You are a psychologist. It's just instead of helping people feel better, you help them spend more money. No, that's awesome, man. And so you obviously do a lot of conversion optimization stuff, yep. and I know that you recently started the User Legion yes. service, and we could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I started with User Legion. I was last year I was working at the company, and they did user testing. They got 6, 7, 8 people to come to the office for a full day.
Yeah.
And you have a lab for that, and yeah, they have an eye tracking device, a lot of computers set up, 2 rooms, a lot of people sitting there a full day for user testing. Yeah. And that's really valuable. If you have the opportunity to do that, do it. You get a lot of insight in your website you otherwise wouldn't get. The data doesn't tell you everything.
Yeah.
You can ask people why they do certain things. You don't have that opportunity when you only look at data.
Yeah.
But sitting a day over there, it's really expensive. And I think that 60, 70, 80% of the things you encounter on a usability day,
yeah.
You can also get by just asking people online. And there already are some great tools.
Yeah.
Online, that you can just ask people some questions. Some of them have a back end using Amazon Mechanical Turk. Just put in a URL, ask 4 or 5 questions, and people answer it.
Yeah,
and get really, really quick feedback. There's also the upside to doing a lab test. It usually takes once a month, and it takes time to plan. But when you do that online, you can get almost instant feedback. You can get feedback in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But the downside of the tools that were online is that they're mostly only in English or one language.
These English speaking people are so selfish.
I'm in Europe, so I work for a company that has websites in 12 different countries. So it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense to ask people about a Danish or a Dutch or a German website in English.
Yeah.
So that's why I created User Legion. And that's nice. A long story.
I'm curious, what are some of the, you know, you hear stories about people that do the user testing in-person stuff, and, you know, they find really interesting insights that you just couldn't get otherwise. What are some of the most interesting or funniest or weirdest, like, insights that you saw from the actual in-person user testing you guys were doing?
Well, I don't know a single, but
nothing pops
out. It's really the emotion that you see people and how frustrating they get something that isn't working. You don't see that in analytics. You don't see them.
You
don't see the struggle. And it can be really a big confrontation to see people struggling with your website, the thing you build.
Yeah.
Or help build and see people struggle with that.
That's, right.
And that's really valuable, I think, in getting in touch with the customer, the real customer, and
right.
not only looking at data.
Right. Yeah, I saw this like cartoon or something recently on Twitter that was the title of it was watching a user use your product for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was a person holding like a water bottle, just like a regular water bottle. Did you see this one?
Yeah, it was a GIF, right?
Yeah,
it was a small animation. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know if it's an animation, but it was.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Perfect. You're already ready to run this podcast. So, and then so instead of, you know, drinking the bottle like a normal bottle, they were kind of like holding it up and kind of staring at it and like trying to suck on it from like the bottom. And you know, it was just totally absurd that like, you know. You're like, look, just you know, just drink it the way I expect you to drink it. But, you know, people do weird things when they're working, you know, with
exactly
something new too. Cool. So, yes, I love that, approach that, like, hey, you know, it's a really, like, I tend to like, you know, simple, not necessarily simple, but problems where, you know, what you're trying to do makes sense. It's pretty straightforward. You can explain it in a second, versus, you know, a lot of people, sometimes they create these products or services that are kind of really overcomplicated. And I love the simplicity of just, hey, look, here's something that people need. It's not available in these languages. Let's tackle these languages.
Yeah. Well, I need it.
Yeah.
And I just needed to do my own job. So,
So how's that?
That was really my help.
Yeah. So how's that been working out for you?
Well, pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's giving me really valuable feedback, and countries are different. That's also, why I'm doing this project right now. It's Euroflowers. It's a company in Europe that sells flowers online. Mm-hmm. They've been doing that for over 20 years already. But cultures are different. Countries are different, even if they're next to each other, if they're neighbors.
Yeah.
There can be big cultural differences, and the way the countries are structured, or some things in the regulations, can make a difference in how people make purchase decisions, and how people are trained, and that can make a big difference. So that's why I started working on this project. So they have those 12 countries, and that's really great to learn and to see how people do that online, because there is a ton of research done on cultural differences offline, but I want to see how that works online.
Nice. So you said Euroflower?
Euroflorist
was sort of the client that you were doing a lot of this with initially.
No, I started there. I actually started there this week.
Oh, that's the place you started full time. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So you just started full time with this new company this week, and you're able to come on board and say, "Oh, hey, by the way, I started this service recently that we can use to do some of our user testing."
Yep.
Nice. That's awesome. So you're working for a merchant now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
And I really like that.
Nice. Because previously...
I've been on the agency side. Yeah.
Yeah. You've been on the agency side. So how are you... So you're liking it. Why are you liking it? What's different about it so far?
Well, the agency side, you tend to have 10, 15 bosses.
Yeah.
and I like to take more ownership of a product and a project and build upon it for multiple weeks, months.
Yeah.
And it's also really hard when you work as a consultant, consulting other companies. It's really hard to get. I think that's also why I'm not working as a freelancer. I really feel that I need to build a team at a company. I need to have other people, an analyst, front-end developers, UX, people helping with the UX, and a complete team to optimize the websites.
Well, you definitely have the managerial organizational skills.
Apparently having
put on the Meet Magento.
Surprising myself, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That I can't even, If I try to put on a 5-person barbecue, it would be, I'd have a mental breakdown due to the complexities, but I can't even imagine. So, you just wrapped up Meet Magento Netherlands.
Yes. Last week. Yeah.
Yep. How'd it go?
Really amazing. It was a seventh time we organized it. We started out in January 2009 was the first one.
That's incredible.
And we come a long way.
So you guys did almost the first or second year Magento was out. You guys must have done the first conference.
Yeah, I remember the first year. I started out with Magento after the first, after 1.0 version, I think 2 months after. I came in with Magento, and I already built something, did some community and organizing events for Joomla. But I really like e-commerce much better, and came into contact with Magento and saw how much ahead it was of all the other systems of that time.
Yeah.
And I said, well, okay, I'm going to jump onto this. I'm going to do the same thing.
You just dove right in. That's awesome.
Yeah, dove right in. And I contacted Roy and Yoav. Yeah. And first for the name, I wanted to call it the Dutch community website. It's currently called Dutch Gento. I want to go with Dutch Magento first, but they wouldn't let me. I think it turned out for the better. I think Dutch Gento sounds better.
Yeah, definitely.
And I said, hey, guys, I want to organize a meeting for you guys when you're coming to the Netherlands. And I think I started asking about that in August already, August, September. And I think midway December, they told me, in the end of January, we'll be in the Netherlands.
Nice.
So I said, okay, that's 6 weeks. So, but we got it done. We got 100 people for the first meeting. Incredible. And
100 people, the very first meeting. Magento was the 1.0 was like...
I had no idea the first time,
The 1.0 was like a couple of days old. And practically, and you put on the first event. How many people came to this most recent one?
We grew into a bit bigger event. We now have 2 days, different audiences for both days, and we had 670 ticket registrations for both days.
Amazing.
That's grew quite a bit, and it's really nice to see such a large group and dedicated people, because it's really becoming more and more a community. And I was telling at the event also, when I was opening the event, that it feels more and more like my yearly family meeting.
Oh, that's awesome.
and over the years, I think Magento, they asked me. I was at Meet Magento Denmark. That was 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
it was their first Meet Magento ever, and it was really great to see.
They're a little bit behind.
They're a little bit
just
behind.
Just a tiny bit behind.
Yeah, but it was really great to see an emerging community. You know, the first time no one has seen each other before, and trying to figure out how Magento will fit into their future. And someone asked me, like, why is Magento so big? Why did it turn into such a huge community in the Netherlands and Germany and in the States, obviously?
Yeah.
And I think at the beginning, the best part was that it was way ahead of the current system technical level.
Yeah, extensibility.
But I think at the moment there are a lot of competitors that might offer similar functions. But I think it's no longer about the software. It's no longer about the technology. It's the community that really adds the value to Magento with its extensions and all the companies working with it and all the industry partners adding additional services. And I think that's what really makes Magento what it is right now. And that's what makes it such a wonderful platform.
MageTalk is brought to you in part by MageMail. MageMail is the triggered email app for Magento. You can be up and running in minutes, and there's a no-risk free trial. Get your customers coming back to your website. You can start today by visiting MageMail online at magemail.co. And by TaxJar, an official Magento technology partner. TaxJar automates your sales tax rate calculations without breaking the checkout. It summarizes your sales tax reporting by state and local jurisdictions, and it even files your returns automatically. Installation is fast and easy, and so is the pricing. There are no contracts and no annoying salespeople. Stop spending time on sales tax. Get back to growing your business. Visit TaxJar today at taxjar.com/magetalk for Magento sales tax done right. And by ShipHawk. ShipHawk is revolutionizing e-commerce by automating the entire logistics process. No matter how big, how many, or how diverse items are to be shipped, ShipHawk's unique solution offers instant price comparison, optimal delivery options, and intelligent packaging solutions that minimize costs and improve your sales. ShipHawk brings shipping into the digital age, arming you with the intelligence needed to make better shipping decisions and to grow your business. And MageTalk listeners get 2 months free when they commit to a 12-month contract. Visit ShipHawk today at go.shiphawk.com/magetalk.
why do you think there's sort of this, there's such a positive energy in the Magento community? A lot of people are just really, you know, kind of happy-go-lucky, not happy-go-lucky, but very, there's just a positivity, and there's a sense of community, and there is a sense which everybody is excited about the platform, despite like all sorts of crazy things that happen with, you know, eBay and the corporate entities behind it. Why do you think, you mentioned that, you know, the technical advantages early on, but what is it that gives Magento the sense of community that it has?
Well, I think the basis is also that it's an open source platform.
Yeah.
That it was way ahead of its time. That really helped. And I think early on, there was already a really tight community of group of people that internationally that believed in the product.
Yeah.
And stuck together, and that are still around today. And those are the core people that are driving the product. And yes, it's really amazing to see it happening. And I'm also not sure what exactly is the driving force behind all of it, but it's really great to be part of it.
Yeah. One of the things I love is that, you know, when you see core team members, leave the company for whatever reason, they sort of end up coming back. You know, they end up coming back to the ecosystem, either as a merchant, as an agency, as a product. You see that with Yoav, you see that with Ivan Chaperny, and just so many other people. That's really, because you know, you would think, hey, if somebody was for whatever reason wanted to leave, they would just be like, you know, good riddance, and kind of just take off and do something completely different.
But. Yeah, it's because those people also see the power of community. The community is not necessarily a Magento community, but it's a great group of people, professionals, really smart people that know what they're doing and that are passionate about e-commerce in general. And if you have a great product and they already know you, it's easy to sell to them, or, well, not selling might be a bit harsh, but to get them into your product or your new system, whatever that may be.
Yeah, very nice.
Really,
so, yeah,
it's really, it's really like what are the company, what are the ecosystem or a product has a community that worldwide. I think we now have 25 to 30 Mi Magentos worldwide. And over 100 meetups, smaller meetups. What other company can say they have a community that's organizing that for them?
Yeah.
To me, that's incredible.
Yeah. No, it really is. And people like you that have been around since the very beginning and they're still going strong and even stronger are kind of a testament to that. So what are some of the, what were some of the highlights of the event? Some talks, or, you know, any content or any other specifics?
Yeah, well, what we did this year, we had two things at the event that were new. We had, and that's also, I think, a great signal of community. We had Kuba Zolinski from Mi Magento Poland.
Yeah.
Snowdog. He was testing the iBeacon system in Poland and in Germany already, and he flew over to the Netherlands so we could also use that. He also built the Mi Magento app that we use for a program schedule for our visitors.
Oh, nice. What's the iBeacon thing that you mentioned?
The iBeacon thing is that you have this Bluetooth device that we can put on all the stands of the sponsor and on all the rooms we have.
Yeah.
And that way we can see how many people visited a certain booth. Mm-hmm. And we can make it really specific that if you visit a certain room, you, after the session is done, you get a pop-up from the app that asks you to review that session.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's really great. And it was a pilot this year, but it looks really, I think 70, 80, maybe 90% of the visitors of the event use the app and use the iBeacon. So that's really great.
Nice. And so Kuba basically set that all up.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So had to do.
So you guys are,
so that's great.
You guys are even fancier than than Magento Imagine in terms of the technology that you're using.
Yeah, we try. Well, I don't know, but we have a bit less budget.
True. But,
and we don't have the fancy hotel and the pool and that kind of stuff. But yeah, we do try to be to every year to try something new.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. Another thing we had this year was we had an award show, the Meme Magento Awards, to recognize yeah, the work being done in the community. So we had awards for websites and best extensions, best innovation,
cool,
and best individual contributions. So that's also something that really worked out well.
Yeah,
I think.
So who won the awards?
We had over 1,200 people submitting votes for the awards. So that's really great.
Okay. So who won? So tell me about some of the awards, some of the people that won them.
Well, we had six teams or six categories.
Categories, yeah.
Well, we had a community and an enterprise award. Those were won by kschmidt.nl and koffiecentrale.nl.
Okay.
Obviously, Dutch websites.
Yeah, sounds like it.
best new Magento website was fietsconcurrent.nl, was a bicycle website. Best Magento extension was for PostNL, which is for transporting your goods and
so it's like a shipping thing.
Yeah, shipping. Yeah.
Okay. So, what was like unique about that extension?
I think, well, they were it's the largest shipping provider in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And I think they released it last year, so they were a bit late to the party, I think. But that really made a difference, I think, for a lot of Magento implementation companies. So it was really a lot easier to implement.
Okay, nice.
Yep.
Nice. Okay. And then who got the individual contributor?
That's Arjan Minima, who was also in the organization of Meme Magento.
Okay. Is he on Twitter? The name sounds familiar.
Obviously.
Okay. Obviously. Obviously. Yeah. And what's his name one more time?
Arjan Minima.
Okay. Yeah. Got him.
Really great to have more people recognize for it. I mean, organizing Meme Magento, I get a lot of credit for it.
Yeah,
because I'm the face of it and I started it. But this year we organized it with 14 people, so I'm definitely not the only one.
Yeah,
show. Yeah, so nice. It's really great to see other people getting recognized for it.
What tips would you give to? Do you think do you think that more Meet Magentos need to get started in other places and countries and stuff, or do you think there's already enough?
I don't think there's a limit. Every country can have a Meet Magento, or if it's a really big country, they might have more.
Yeah.
But it's up to the communities in the countries to do so. Yeah.
I would say what tips would you give to if there's somebody that, you know, maybe wants to start a Meet Magento in their country or their city, what tips would you give them?
I think you should start 6 months before you should not 6 weeks. No, definitely not 6 weeks. 6 months before you need to get a venue. And you need to start with a meeting with all your potential sponsors, see what they want. And if you the thing I have in the Netherlands is that we also created a community website that's all year round, and that also helps to get an email list and to get in contact with people to see what they want, what topics they like, and that's something that you could do too to get to know what people are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Nice, man. Well, yeah, it's great to get an update on it. I got to try to make it out there maybe next year, hopefully next year.
Yeah, Peter Jaap was asking for you why you didn't come.
I know. I love my Dutchies, and I finally met Peter at Imagine. He's hilarious. He's really funny. Really nice guy. Okay.
I think he also might have some Bitcoin, by the way.
He does have some
Bitcoin. You should ask him.
I should. Yeah. We were we're going to try to mention Bitcoin as frequently as possible. Although this is the first time we've mentioned it.
We should try harder.
Yeah, we should definitely be trying harder. Did you accept Bitcoin as a payment method for the conference?
No, but that's a great idea for next year.
Yeah, you missed out. You definitely missed out there.
We missed out on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a shitty conference.
Is Bitcoin getting any sort of adoption in Netherlands in general, or is it sort of just like everywhere else in the world where there's not a ton? It's mostly just the
I haven't seen it offline yet.
Okay. So, cool. All right. Well, we've done enough Bitcoin discussion there. I was actually another thing I was going to mention. You know, we were talking about the just the Magento community and just how it's a great group of people and that are kind of just good hearted and stuff. And so there's this Kiva .org Magento group, which I think did you start that?
Yep.
Yeah. So like I said in the intro, I knew I was not going to be able to mention all the various things you've started in the Magento world, because just like 55 of them. But you started the Kiva Magento. So can you talk a little bit about that? What is that? What is that group? What is Kiva?
Well, Kiva is a way of microloans, sending microloans to people in mainly third world countries.
Yeah.
What you do is it's only you can send a loan for $25.
Yeah.
And then you can select by your own, you select the people you want to loan
to. And
you
can pick any amount. So you could start at 25 or do whatever.
You can start at 25. Yeah. You can pick any amount, distribute it to multiple people or just one or a group of people. And I think that's a great way to support entrepreneurs in developing countries. And it can be for starting a shop or repairing something or building crops or, it can be anything. And I think that's a great way to support those people.
Yeah.
And if you want to support too, I think if you go to Kiva, I think we can put it in the show notes too, but it's kiva.org/team/Magento. And we have already have a group of people contributing to it. And it's as a group, you can make your own individual contributions, but when you do a contribution, you can get to choose to which team it's attributed to,
right?
And you can attribute it to the Magento team. So it's not like we have a big pile of money and we as a group have to decide who to give it to.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's a loan. So most of the time, if they don't go broke, you get the money back, so you can invest it again.
Yeah, I think they have something like a 98% repayment rate.
Yeah.
Across their whole site, which is really. Yep. Yeah, no, that's awesome. And then I had done my first Kiva loan a little bit ago to a woman in Bolivia who, was a widow and had a couple of kids and needed some money for some sewing equipment. So that loan was sort of getting repaid. And then the other last week or 2 weeks ago, it got finished getting repaid. And then, like you said, it's amazing. Like you just... It's not, you don't get interest on it. I mean, the point isn't to get interest. So it's like a interest-free loan.
Yep.
And then you get it back and then you can reinvest it in other people. So I just reinvested in a couple of other women in Ecuador that are, similar situation that were, widows. And so to invest in their businesses and income. So yeah, I think Kiva is awesome. That's really cool that we have a little Magento group there. The only thing that for me, I had been, I don't know if you, what your experience was, but like when I did, the loan, I was thinking that like you'd sort of get updates on a regular basis, like, kind of like.
Yeah. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It kind of depends on the person and the group they belong to. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you know, you don't. So, so that's great. Cool, man. So,
usually you do get an update when you get a repayment, with a complete repayment, but not in between.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I got any update on this one, but because, it's nice to sort of be involved in their story and their experience a little bit more than, just kind of doing the money. But no, it's a really great service. And So the Magento group is going strong, and we can certainly add to it. So if anybody wants to go check that out, you can do that. Very nice. All right. What else? So I guess we've covered Meet Magento Netherlands. Was there anything else that we needed to cover that I'm forgetting?
Well, I'm really excited about Sherry starting at Magento.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've known her for quite some time now. Not since 2008, I think, but not very, very long after. So I'm really excited about her starting at Magento and supporting Ben.
Yeah.
I think if I see, I know Ben keeps telling me it's a team effort, but I think since he started at Magento, there's a lot more open communication, and I think the community feels much more heard.
Yeah.
And I think that will be even better with Sherry starting there.
Yeah, so, definitely. Yeah. No, I'm really
looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a hugely positive signal.
Yeah,
just that they're even sort of doubling down even further on the community resources.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know? Well, we got to have her on so she can talk about sort of what projects she's going to be working on.
Yeah, I asked her if she could join us today, but she was at a conference, so
okay.
But she'll probably be on in one of the next times.
Right. Sessions. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And we also had some questions on Twitter for you.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'll do the best I can.
The Mage Heroes ranking. Sylvain was asking about that.
Oh, okay. So the MageHero.com ranking it's sorted by upvotes you post a story, something you worked on or some news or whatever, and then if people go and click it and upvote it, are we talking about the ranking of the stories on the homepage? So that's just by upvotes.
Yeah, I think so.
And then there's a developer ranking. I'll talk about the developer ranking too. So on the homepage,
he was asking about
the developer ranking specifically. Okay. Yeah. So the only change on the homepage, the only change was that if somebody posts something new, it bumps those new posts to the top for 24 hours so that they're not kind of buried at the bottom, even if they don't have any upvotes. Okay. And then, the developer ranking is just based on, upvotes for posts that they've written. And so there's two types of posts, kind of the primary type of a post that Mage Hero is about is what are you working on? What have you worked on? So maybe you built a certain feature, or you wrote some kind of a in-depth blog post on how to do X or Y. So it's things that you've worked on. So anything that you've worked on would be a regular post. And if that gets upvotes, that's what controls that ranking. And then another type of a post is called a news post. And that's more for you're linking to some other kind of interesting news story. So it might not be something you directly worked on, some kind of a feature or something that you worked on, but it's more of a news post. And so for the news posts, the upvotes of those posts don't count towards your ranking. So the idea of the ranking is to rank based off of work that you've done specifically.
That was a long answer. There you go.
There you have it.
The second question from Richard. What's your favorite type of pie?
My favorite type of pie? I'm going to go with apple pie with ice cream. I think so. Maybe that's cheesecake.
I would also go for apple pie.
Yeah, that's tough not to go with. Cheesecake, probably a close second. Depends on which is better. You've got your okay cheesecake and you've got your amazing cheesecake, and it's kind of the same with apple pie.
Yeah. Okay, good. I hope that's a good answer for Richard. Maybe he's inviting you someday. You want to know that for.
Yeah, maybe he's inviting me to take me out for a pie. I'll take him up on that.
Yeah. And Sylvain also asked me to mention the Meet Magento in Switzerland. But I think there are, if you go to meet-magento.com, there are a lot of events and also a lot of new events this year. So I think that's really great to check out if you're not in the States. If you're in Asia, there are some couple of new events this year. There's Meet Magento Vietnam this year.
Oh, wow.
I think in August. And there will be a Meet Magento Japan for the first time in November.
Oh, wow.
So that's really great. And of course, Russia again, Spain, Switzerland, October 23, Poland, Brazil, Romania, New York will be again in September, Belarus. So yeah, full program.
Nice. So the Switzerland one, how many of those have they done?
I think it's a second one this year. I was there last year.
Okay.
I thought it was the first one. So.
Okay, cool. How many people did they get out to that one?
I wouldn't know. I think around 200.
Oh, wow.
Maybe even a bit more.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's great for the first one. Okay, good stuff. Any other questions, or am I off the hot seat?
No, you can take the interview back again.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Well, yeah, I think that was most of the stuff we were looking to cover. It was great to finally get you on. I know we've been wanting to do this for almost 6 months or so. You've done so much in the community, and everybody, you know, appreciates it. And that, I think, about covers it. Maybe you could let people know if they want to reach out to you, get in touch with you, where they can do that.
So when are you going to tell Phil that he's not coming back? So it'll be mean.
So quick announcement. It's going to be me and Guido from now on. No, just kidding.
Sorry, Phil.
I'll tell them where they can find you. They can find you at on Twitter. Now I have to go search for your username.
Just my first name.
Just your first name. Oh yeah, you got your first name on Twitter. You're part of the first name club.
Yes,
just I am. Recently. Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So you can find him at Guido on Twitter. And thanks again for coming in. As if you came into our studio.
Yeah, it was a really long trip. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to our studio headquarters, and appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll have you on again soon. All right. Yeah, one sec here. Right.
Sounds like you have water.
I have water. I got to make this sip as loud and obnoxious as possible. All right.
You should add some Bitcoin in there. They'll annoy you.